Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Psalm 25. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to 25 by Red Rocks Worship. A relaxing guitar motif provides a canvas for the harmonies and vocal blending that combine to make a calming palette. The ease and smoothness of the vocal lines emphasize the perfect rest that can be found when we put our soul's trust in the Lord.
Stay. Psalm 25, verses 1 through 14. Lord, I appeal to you. My God, I trust in you. Do not let me be disgraced. Do not let my enemies gloat over me. No one who waits for you will be disgraced. Those who act treacherously without cause will be disgraced. Make your ways known to me, Lord. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. I wait for you all day long. Remember, Lord, your compassion and your faithful love, for they have existed from antiquity. Do not remember the sins of my youth or my acts of rebellion. In keeping with your faithful love, remember me because of your goodness, Lord. The Lord is good and upright. Therefore, he shows sinners the way. He leads the humble in what is right and teaches them his way. All the Lord's ways show faithful love and truth to those who keep his covenant and decrees. Lord, for the sake of your name, forgive my iniquity, for it is immense. Who is the person who fears the Lord? He will show him the way he should choose. He will live a good life, and his descendants will inherit the land. The secret counsel of the Lord is for those who fear him, and he reveals his covenant to them. Something that my wife Katie has teased me about since we got married is what she calls my vacation persona. Yes, apparently there is a persona. When we get away, especially when we go someplace relaxing, I become what she calls vacation Nick. All of the tension leaves my neck and shoulders. My eyes become brighter. My smile becomes goofier. She insists that all these things are good, but none of them are lasting. Unfortunately, we can't live on vacation. This is not a state in which we can abide. The psalm, however, tells us that we can, according to verse 13, live a good life, or as another translation puts it, abide in well-being. Well-being does not mean vacation. No. Instead, the Hebrew word means pleasant, delightful, glad, or joyful. And we're told here that we can abide in that state. The word abide here literally means to spend the night sleeping. It's used, for example, in Genesis 19:2 to speak of Lot spending the night in Sodom. And what is the key? Verse 12, fearing the Lord. Those who fear the Lord, who love him, who seek to follow his commands can abide in well-being. Now, does that mean that we won't face hardships? Absolutely not. In this psalm, David recounts various adversities, such as enemies, need of guidance, loneliness, and guilt. He had hardships. We too have hardships. But what does he do with his difficult circumstances? How does he handle them? Notice that he doesn't apply a different answer to each adversity. He turns to one source of healing for all of these diverse pains. He turns to God. Verses 1 and 2, we read, Lord, I appeal to you, my God, I trust in you. And in verse 20, I take refuge in you. He doesn't address adversity with a prayer for better circumstances. Instead, he casts himself on God. When life is overwhelming, when it seems as though the bottom is going to fall out, this is where Scripture leads us. It leads us to our loving Father. We do not achieve internal calm by securing external calm. Instead, we find internal calm. We abide in well-being by looking to our Father. Let's close now with this ancient prayer from Gregory of Nazianzus. I am spent, O my Christ, breath of my life. Perpetual stress and surge and league together make long, oh long, this life, this business of living. Grappling with foes within and foes without, my soul has lost its beauty, blurred your image. Did ever oak such buffeting from winds or ship receive from waves as I do now? Labor to labor, task succeeds to task. Friendship has bowed and illness wasted me. Do not forsake me, my strength, I beseech you. When the storms beat hard, I may have betrayed you, but let me return to you now. Amen.